whatever they were supposed to do. So now they're allowing me to get something to eat and that. And I think we have to start all over with after midnight tonight, nothing to eat or drink.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once again, as the recording's going here on the RJ Hamster Show, we got the lovely Jim Kinchelow. Let's give him a round of applause. It's 66 degrees here, and it's right around 33 minutes after the hour of 3 p.m. And we wish you were here. What's that?
I say it must be sunny and bright.
It's bright and sunny is right, my friend. And you
sunny here now. It's supposed to cloud up and rain tomorrow, but you know, it's okay. But I'm so tired of being sick. I don't know. I don't understand at all. I don't know why things crush in on top of you and you get sick and certain things. And I don't know how I'm going to get better care and what I'm going to do. And everybody, not everybody, but several people are urging me to go back to Jefferson since I was responding so well to the therapy part of it and get myself better and then get myself home and then I can have some added help and get underway with doing much better. So I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know. I'm shuffling back and forth between here and the nursing home and my home and my possessions and my, I don't even know where my checkbook is. I know it's got to be in with my possessions somewhere. And, you know, the whole thing, I just lie here and worry about so many things and stuff. And Borbicek's lady who's from church, she sings in the choir and she's a type of, paralegal something, I don't know, something. But anyhow, she came yesterday with Robin, and they started work on getting documents together for me, and she's doing some research and stuff and trying to get it together, and we're trying to force this other person who now lives in a third of it, which is probably the larger third, but he lives in a third of the property, that we're trying to do something like force a sale. Even if he, at this point, even if he were to give me, you know, $25,000 for my two-thirds of it to get out from under it, and I could take the money and donate the money to St. Clement's because they need to do some renovation and a dishwasher and some other stuff in the kitchen there at the church, and I think that would be a good way to do it, and then I wouldn't have to worry about it for the rest of my life. So whatever life I've got left, I mean, you know, this thing with the antibiotics for the pneumonia and the steroids and that stuff, and then the other thing that they're giving me for this blood disease and infectious diseases, and they're the ones that wanted me to have this TEED test done, which is where they go, they knock you out, they go up inside of you, and they put this scope thing down, like a stent thing down into the back of your heart, and they check the back of your heart, because they weren't happy, apparently. Dr. Primavera, she was not happy with something that she saw in the original heart ultrasound that they did. And so she's asked for and requested this other test. And so, you know, okay. So we'll see what happens here with this and learning. And something was spiked. They keep doing blood cultures on me. And something was spiked in this morning's blood culture. So they had to increase, it starts with a B, but anyhow, they had to increase some of my antibiotics for the blood disease because it was elevated. And, you know, so I look like a human pincushion, all black and blue and all kinds of needle marks. I look like a damn junkie. Oh, Lord. So, you know.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, on the RJ Hamster Show, we got the lovely Jim Kinchelow, and he's laying out how screwed up things are in life.
Well, you know how it goes with that. But I did see the wounds care people today, and so I have some nice comfortable booties for my heels, which are nice while you're in bed so that your heels don't rub against. That's part of the thing, is then my heels have been rubbing up against the sheets because I don't do good when I have to stay in bed all the time. And you know how skin does this and skin does that, and there are breakdowns here and that. So I don't do the best when it comes to that, but it's nice that I've got the booties, and they're giving me this Stettin powder stuff for the fungus that I have between my legs. And they have antifungal cream stuff that they've got for me to do also. So, and then the backside, I've got some things with my backside, which apparently have improved and are healing. So that's good news that we know that. And then trying to remember to take and turn myself every couple of hours to a different position so I'm not on my back all the time. And the other night, the nurses and the aides came in every couple of hours and changed my position. So, you know, but, you know, when you're even in the hospital, they expect you to do a lot of stuff for yourself, which I'm not knocking. I'm not knocking it at all, because the more you do for yourself, the better you're going to get, the stronger you're going to get and stuff. But I haven't been out of bed since Friday. Friday, the physical therapy people came here from the hospital, and they said they would be back on Saturday and Sunday, and I hadn't seen them, and I figured that they were supposedly going to come this afternoon, but for the fact that I had not had this echogram thing done with the heart, that you know, they weren't coming. They were waiting for me to get this test done, and then they were coming. And since I didn't have the test, they weren't sure either. So, and just a little while ago, they told me I could have some ice water, and that I could put in my food order. So I put in some food order, and I'm not eating that much. I don't have an appetite, and I'm trying to, because I don't do good with eating when I have to lay down. I get the swallowing thing, and so I'm getting some chicken broth and a cottage cheese platter and mashed potatoes and poultry gravy and some sherbet and ice cream and applesauce and some iced tea. So, you know, I'm trying to keep my fluids and stuff going and flushing myself out. I'm graduated to a way of figuring out how to use the urine cups. I don't know how in the world you're supposed to, but a gentleman showed me yesterday, and it made a lot of sense to me, because you don't have to force it. What you have to do is you have to get your equipment, meaning the head of your penis, inside of the hole for the urine cup, and then hold that and let it lay down, and then the gravity of it, supposedly, when you urinate, pulls it into the urinal. And so the only thing I have to do is use it, and then I have to clean myself up some and use alcohol swab for my hands, and then call them so that they come and empty it. But, you know, oh, what fun we have. Oh, Lord, what fun we have. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. This world is so fucked up, I don't know.
On the radio show. On the radio show?
I'm trying to keep my sense of humor. I'm trying to keep my attitude up. I'm trying to keep my spirits up. But then there comes this thing where I feel like I've been... a doctor asked me yesterday how I felt. And I said, I feel like I've been hit by a Mack truck. I just feel like everything's been knocked out of me. I have no energy, no strength. I just feel tired and stuff. And the doctors have been very good. They have listened to me, and so we've been communicating. So I have a little bit more knowledge of what it is that they're doing. And they're supposed to run a test for me, a blood test, which is supposed to tell them if I really have the parathyroid gland problem. I may not have that, because they're saying that the thyroid, whatever test, the initial test they do, didn't show it, but they're gonna do it again just to make sure. And I thought, well, okay, all this time here I'm thinking that I've got this parathyroid gland problem, and maybe I don't have it after all. So maybe that'll eliminate, when I go back to the VA, that'll eliminate one of the things. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, boys and girls, we do know. We do know.
I miss that. So how are you doing? How are you doing with your doctors?
They're all screwed up, okay, on the RJ Hampshire show.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I can't, you know, figure this whole mess out.
No.
Because I got a shot. I got an injection in the shoulder. That didn't work.
Okay.
But I did, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls out there on our radio show, I did play basketball. I played tennis, and then I played tennis, okay? And there was nobody on the tennis courts, okay? I have picked up my baseball bat. I can do that again. I have successfully cleaned the wheels of the hamster cages.
Oh, good.
And right now, I'm drinking a vodka and orange juice. That would be a screwdriver. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we on the line. We have the lovely Jim Kinchelow, who's getting screwed to death, and we wish he was here. We wish he was here because we could bring his spirits up. Because we know, we know. Go ahead.
Well, between yesterday and that, and I'm trying to do, and people come along and they say, well, he's my favorite patient. He's so polite. And I say, yes, sir, and no, sir, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And, you know, please and thank you. And it goes a long ways with them. And so they like that, and they like coming. Some of them like coming to talk to me and finding out and asking me questions about Vietnam and so on. So at least I've got, you know, little bit to talk to, but I don't know, this television seems to be a lousy type of thing. I don't know how it is. I don't think it's full cable. I just think it's partial cable, but I like to watch the what's the home thing where the brothers that are...
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Home and...
I watch this home, you know, that thing with them. Yep. I watch that, but I watch what they do with all of the other... things and how the different people who do different things, like they buy homes and they flip them, they, you know, fix
yep.
them up,
yep.
sell them and make yep. a profit. And then they go along where they find that some people are looking for a house.
Yep.
The house needs work, or they have a house and the house needs work to bring it up before they can sell it. And so all of this stuff that has to be done with remodeling and taking out a wall and changing this and
yep.
the kitchen and making... So I've been enjoying that, so I don't always get that. And then I've been enjoying, and I've lost it, but I'm trying to find out what happened to Golden Girls. But I had been enjoying the Golden Girls. They were one of my favorite things in a long time. And, so, you know, some of the other things, I mean, I watch some of these really old comedy things, sitcoms that I used to like, the little things and that. So, you know, it's good. I'm trying to just keep my mind open and not worry about so much. And my next thing is I've got to figure out now what's with the check that should be in the mail, and my other part of the rent check that I have to do. And it's like Robin said, don't worry about it now. She said, if worse comes to worse, the church can write a check for you to pay your rent, and then. When you get situated back around, you can reimburse the church. And I'm like, well, that's a good idea. So,
and then I said
I was worried about my pledge. My pledge is past due, and she said, just don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. Worry about taking care of yourself. Worrying about doing this stuff, and you know. And I'm like, wow, this is. This is good with me, and it's helping me. And she, Robin, was able to steer this. I can't think of what her first name is, but anyhow, this lady towards me to help me with you know, with some of my Anna. Anna's her first name. I knew I'd come to me sooner or later.
Yeah.
Think about it. I'm playing mind games with myself, trying to do so I can remember things. And when it comes to certain people, and a couple of days in a row, you end up having somebody, and somebody comes back in, and you say their name, and they're like, "Oh, you remember? Your mind must be good." So at least I think my mind's still good. I don't think I'm having, but you know, you lose track. I couldn't tell you if it was Wednesday or Thursday when I came in here to the hospital, but this pneumonia knocked it out of me, and I get these bad chest pains in my right lung, and that's from the pneumonia and that, and how I'm responding to the medicine. But they're telling me that's what can cause that, and then I have these other things, and then of course this thing with the broken leg, which is going on, and I miss my therapy, I miss the people, and I'm hoping at some point I get to go back there and continue on my therapy, and back maybe in a month to 6 weeks I get to go home, and that's my thing. I want to go home.
So let me and I don't blame you. You need to get home to your cat. You need to get home.
My cat's being cared for, but she's not being cared for. I mean, she needs plenty of fed and watered and that, but they're an older couple, and so they're not able to clean up after her too much. They're not doing too much with the litter box, and once in a while, one of my aides that was with me when I was at home, they have managed to get in there and do some cleaning up and things, and they were supposed to take, and the older couple, Maria and Leonard Kressinger, they were supposed to take and get somebody to go in there and clean up this stuff, and I'm like, okay, I mean, you know, that in itself, I wouldn't really want to go home if she's been sick and if she's made mess, whatever might have happened. I really wouldn't want to go home. That would have to be taken care of by something. And, you know, I'm just not prepared. And then I check my bank balance and I'm like, why do I have this much money in my bank account? And then it's sort of like, well, you're not getting Meals on Wheels. You're not paying for food. You're not paying for certain other things. You're not doing this. That's why, because you haven't really had any expense since you fell in January, and no, it's okay though. I mean, it fell in December rather. I haven't had any expense for the two months. You know, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I just sometimes need reaffirming, and I need somebody to do a little venting to. And you're always a good person for venting, and. You know, and missed you, guy. I can't believe that it won't be that much longer since you've been out there for a year.
That's right. That will be Mother's Day in weekend in May.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's just like you won't. I can't believe that that's coming. That's coming up that quickly. But I think it's been good for you to get home and get your things. So how is Rebecca doing?
Rebecca, my wife, ladies and gentlemen, on the radio show. Rebecca, my wife, is doing fine. I just got a message from her. I just got a message for her that A, she still loves me, and B, she got my envelope that I sent her, which she requested all of my tax material on the RJ Hamster show.
Is she doing the taxes, or she has somebody else do the taxes?
Well, I used to do the taxes, but she's taken over. So what I did is I put everything into a nice envelope and mailed it off to her.
Right.
In fact, this hour, this half hour of the RJ Hamster Show is brought to you by TurboTax. It's brought to you by whatever screwball facility Jim Kinchelow is sitting in. It's also brought to you by San Pellegrino. It's brought to you by Scotch Tape. It's brought to you by Seiko. And it's brought to you by a lot of bullshit. As we get older, we're fed bullshit.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Oh, it's also brought to you by St. Clement's Church in Alexandria, Virginia.
Right. Good old St. Clement's Church. And I'm a little concerned. Mike Oliver's got the flu real bad. And so, you know, they're missing. They're missing tomorrow night. They're going to miss the pancake supper. They won't be there for pancake supper.
Yep.
And then I started to think it'll be 1 year for Shrove Tuesday that, I don't know, date-wise, I don't think date-wise works out, but I'm just saying that been 1 year since that kid kicked me a couple times in my leg.
Yep, and I was
happening, so.
And I was there for that, ladies and gentlemen. Can you describe that in better detail?
No, I don't need to describe it in better detail. It's overdone and forgotten. Because
that little kid, he belted you, and I was right next to you on the RJ Answer Show.
He could have been kicking you, too. I mean,
Of course.
I could have been kicking anybody.
But he had to pick on you.
Right. And, you know, with this thing where Robin was saying that the daycare at the church, the day school, was low in attendance because there's a lot of flu going around.
Yep.
Kids are sick and stuff. So she's saying that, and I'm saying, yeah. And I imagine if the kids have got the flu, I would hope that they'd stay home tomorrow night for the pancake supper and let that go, you know.
Thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And do that. So are you taking care of yourself?
I'm working on it.
Got the flu shot?
No flu shot. Nobody.
Eating right, drinking right, and so on.
Eating right, drinking right when you have, you know, a beer or two or some vodka and orange juice.
Right.
And
how's your lovely roommate?
That's a big question. Oh, boys and girls, the last I checked, he's downstairs. I'm up here on the radio show. He has the heat on downstairs, where if I sit down for at least 5 minutes, I'm going to perspire.
Right. You mean he's that cold?
Yes. You can't make this stuff up.
And the temperature is what?
The temperature just went up from 67 degrees to 67 degrees outside. It's a beautiful day. And I've got in my man cave, I've got the TV, or rather the music turned on my Apple TV. It's so beautiful. And nobody could believe that I could go up to the club, get his books, come back here, turn around, okay, and go back up to the club, play basketball, and play tennis, and nobody was on the tennis court, and no one got hurt. And in addition, get this, I had RJ Hamster, okay, the talking hamster, on the radio show, and people loved him. In fact, we even talked about, say hi to Jim. Say it's the RJ Hamster show. All right, shut up. Alex, did you get that $1 million to Jim? Alex, you're fired. Go ahead, what?
Let's get a scratch off and win $1 million, then we can take a figure out what else to do with life.
Yeah. When, you know, you can get a flu shot, get this. You can get a flu shot and still get the flu.
Right, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, that's the way it is.
Not to mention, we got this virus that's going through every country and then some.
Right. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Then we've got this crazy kook who went to India. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. He's trying to build himself up with India, and apparently most people in India are for Trump. Okay, that's good. That's fine.
No.
As far as I'm concerned, this year, this coming year's election is going to be bust.
It is, because I'm the one looking out for everybody's future. I'm the one who says, look, have you talked about the future of your kids and their kids? Because right now, that future is looking real bleak.
Right. Oh,
yeah. I mean, seriously. The future is looking bleak for the future generations, and nobody's addressed that. I mean, with healthcare out of control, you got we're still at war, okay? And you know, China's a mess. And we can't even take care. We can't even take care of our own here in the United States.
True, very true.
It's sad.
Very true.
And we're glad that we got you because we're thinking of you.
Right. I know. I think of you, and then I get to try and do something, and the next thing I know, I'm in the middle of whatever, and you know how it is in the hospital, that things always changing and moving and going and doing. And
yep.
So, you know, you have to adjust yourself to what they want to do and how they want to take care of some things. So, you know, it's okay, though.
But of course.
That's okay. We do what we can do and how we can do it. That's the best I can say for right now, and just try to keep the right attitude going with certain things, and trying to keep myself from going stir crazy and from doing the things that I'm doing, and trying to keep away with the negativity and stuff. And Robin says, with all of what you're going through, I don't see how you keep looking up and going and that. And I said, Robin, I'm the only person I've got, and I've got to do that, and I've got to stay strong so I get home and see my cat. And I've got to get myself back to church. I miss going to church. I haven't been to church, you know, so we have to figure that one out and stuff. And then the fact that I fell at Christmas time and broke my leg, and you know, luckily I don't have to wear the brace in bed, but my leg feels terrible. And I'm living. My bones are getting tired, and I'm getting older, and life is getting, you know, to where it is. And if this is what we all have to look forward to, I mean, you know, it's like some of these aides and some of these young nursing students around here are saying that, you know, we all are going to get old, and we all are going to need help.
Yep.
And we're all going to be doing the same thing where we piss and fart and shit in the bed and so on. And need cleaning up, you know, so, you know.
You can't make this stuff up. You're absolutely right. I want to see the book. I want to see the manual on getting old.
It ain't for sissies.
That's exactly it.
You got to be strong. And then it's sort of like at a certain point, people try to stay strong, and then it's just like things compiling on top of each other, and pretty soon it's like, oh, what the fuck? I just want to give up. I just don't want to go through another day of agony and stuff. And I hear a couple of people here on this floor who moan and groan and carry on and talk about the pain and stuff. And I got tickled when I went back yesterday for my second part of my scan that they wanted of my bones and my back and stuff, to which they said that they were okay. There wasn't any damage like they thought they might find. But the fact was, Saturday I went in and they started to do this thing on me, and I screamed at the top of my lungs because I thought my fucking head was gonna come off with these stars and this pain and stuff. And so they made do with something to make me comfortable, and we did the first hour of the test. And so then yesterday we went back, thanks to Percocet and that, we went back and we had the other part of the test done. So we got through that, and as I say, they say that my lower lumbar and my back and certain other things are you know, are okay. And there's no damage from this blood disease. And apparently this blood disease is terrible from what I've been hearing and looking at and reading. And I'm like, wow.
Yep.
How in the hell did I get this disease? Where did this disease come from?
Yep.
Why me, Lord? And then I think, well, okay, Lord. Okay, just one more thing you've dealt me to, and we have to just keep going. We have to just keep in the faith. We have to keep praying. We have to, you know, ask for healing prayers for so many people that we love and know in church, and you and others. And, you know, we have to do certain things and that. And so I'm just like, okay, I just have to keep going. I can't let it go, and I can't let it let me down and stuff. So, well, now it's 6 o'clock here, and it's starting to get a little dark out, so I figure, well, it's nighttime.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, or it's 6 o'clock on the Hamster Show, the RJ Hamster Show, where it's 6 o'clock.
Well, at least for right now, it stays light a little bit longer than what it used to. So.
Yep.
And I'm complaining, not necessarily complaining about, but I had some nice people that have been helping me and waiting on me. And I think after the first couple of days of giving you TLC, they want you to start giving yourself some TLC, and so. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm trying to do and trying to get along with it. And, but, you know, it ain't me to stay in bed. I don't like to stay in bed. I like to get up and move around or
get up
and stuff. And so we'll have to see how it goes. So, you know, the fact that I didn't get up on Saturday or Sunday, I didn't get up today. I have to figure out what's going on with what's, you know, and that's going to be, it's going to be hard for me when I first start getting back up, because I've got to rebuild some of my energy.
Yeah.
Hopefully I haven't lost too much of this nice muscles that I was building up through rehab.
Yeah.
I have to do that, and I want to get back to walking, and I want so bad to be able to get up and sit in a chair. I'm tired of this freaking dead. I mean, you know. I feel like it's becoming a growth on me and part of me, and I don't like that. I don't like that feeling, but that's okay. That's okay. And learning, like I say, learning to pee in a urinal.
Oh, yes, sirree, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen.
Torture devices, that's what they are. They're torture devices.
Exactly, on the RJ Hamster Show, where Jim is not only in bed, at a whacked out hospital or whatever, but he's also
necessarily whacked out hospital, but you know, it's all part of what's going on with healthcare
and healthcare in this nation, it sucks.
Right. And I don't think Bernie Sanders is gonna fix it. I don't think Joe Biden's gonna fix it.
And I don't think Mike Bloomberg's gonna fix it, and Trump certainly
I don't think Peter, what's his name's gonna fix it either, so.
See, if I was in office, I'd fix it.
Right.
Trump
cares less about trying to fix it.
Yeah.
He figures everybody's a millionaire or a billionaire like he is, and they can take care of themselves.
And that,
and the way it is.
It is. That's right. And that's so wrong.
And all of this stuff with this climate control and that, it's very disappointing. It's very sad.
It is.
All is happening, and so much stuff is being destroyed in this country and that. And then you've got this, whatever this other virus is, this pandemic this. And
yep.
And I'm like, it's spreading across the world. I'm like, wow.
Yes, it is. And the sad...
I don't know. It's frightening. And that was one of the first things I asked. Do I have this virus? You know, that's the first thing.
Yeah.
No, you don't have the virus. No, you've got something different. So I said, okay, that's good to know. So at least I think I'll be among the living. oh, Lord. And how?
But we don't want to forget you, because we love you.
I know. We love you too, Guy, and we miss you, and life is not the same since you left Virginia.
I know it hasn't. I know it's not, rather.
Right.
And
I don't know. I think we could have taken care of each other. I had to take care of myself right now and get myself built back up, so I can make other decisions and go other directions and get to be better and get home. I didn't want to get home. I want to be home.
Yep.
If I'm going to die, I want to die at home. I don't want to die in some strange place. After talking to my friend Sandra in New Jersey, near New York, and talking to Robin and myself, that the best thing that I can do for right now is go back to the Jefferson, where everybody likes it, and the care is minimal, but everybody likes it, and I've been enjoying the therapy, and I think that's where I need to go back, because I understand the therapist, the people there, and they've been working with me, and that's what I need to get back into, is working so that I can get back home and be back to where I can walk and better. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Life's what it is, buddy. Life is what it is. And
yep.
It's day and time. And
a lot of the
younger people here that are aides and student nurses and stuff, that they're all... they're all in agreement that they're saying that they don't get enough respect, and
they want to
come be my doctor or nurse or whatever because I say please and thank you.
Yeah.
And so I make them feel better. So I said that's good. That's part of what my charm is, make people feel better.
Yep.
If I can make myself feel better, then we'd be in a winning race of some sort, but for right now, there is no winning race.
Nope. Exactly.
You know.
That's...
How many hours a night do you sleep?
Let's see here. On the radio show, I go to bed. Last night, I went to bed a little after 12 midnight, and I got up around 7 o'clock.
Oh, really? Okay, no more middle of the night junkets or anything, huh?
Well, there have been a few of those where I've gone to bed at 4 o'clock and got up at 7, but I survived it.
Right, right.
Because if I didn't sleep...
I always say you have to go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time.
Yep.
Get the clock working, and mine doesn't always work right, so...
Exactly. Exactly.
My sleep habits have been so screwed up for years. I think it all had to do with when I used to work midnight to 8 a.m., and that really screwed up my sleep habits. That's okay.
Yep.
That's okay. I just need to get a better controller, a better handle on this, and you're helping because you're helping me vent some of this frustration out of me that I can't say some of this stuff to certain other people, and I try, and, you know, I can only beat myself up so far, and that's not good to beat yourself up because... I need my energy. I need my strength. I need my prayers. I need my faith. I need my healing. I've got to go forward with this. I've got to keep going. I've got to get better. It's only one thing I can do is get better at that.
Yep. And that's all we want, Jim. We want you to get better.
Right. Oh, yes. Well, we all want to get better, but this thing about getting old is terrible.
It is.
Oh, boy.
It is.
Oh, boy, you say that we're all getting there, that everything is going to happen. And I'm like,
I mean, look at the folks at St. Clement's, you know, going down left and right.
I know. The older, the parishioners have been there a long time, and they're all going down because, you know, they've hung there and done this and done that. And
yep.
Things, and now it's like, wow, all of this stuff that's happening with them. And, you know, they're starting to fall apart, get sick and need help. And
get knee replacements, hip replacements.
That's right. And eyes and
oh, yeah.
And certain people, and there are other people at St. Clement's who are very sick, and
yep.
So, you know, things are going with them, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hopefully this food will be here shortly. I'm starving.
I bet you are, and if you're here,
I've got some good ice water. Ice water never tastes so good sometimes.
Yep.
As long as it's ice cold, I like it and stuff, so.
Yep.
It's okay. It's okay. That's all I can say. It's okay. It's got to be okay.
And we love it. And we love it when you say it's okay.
It's okay, yeah. Because, I mean, it's got to be okay. Got to be okay, big guy.
Exactly.
It's got to be okay for all of us.
Yep.
We're people. The only thing we can do is pick ourselves up and pull ourselves up out of it, and you've got a wife to talk to and share things with and do, and you have a roommate, even though, you know, however it is with him.
And I got three hamsters that I can talk to.
You've got three hamsters you can talk to.
And when I go out...
Anybody pregnant yet?
No. We're going to keep that low. We're going to keep that low.
Doing that this time around,
we're going to keep that low key because... it was too difficult to get rid of, or rather not get rid of, but to find a home for two of the three hamsters.
Oh, that's right. That's when you gave them to that little boy.
That little boy, and we made that little boy, boys and girls, we gave that little boy, get this, we gave that little boy a smile from here to the Grand Canyon.
Right.
At Christmas time.
Right.
I'm telling you, I was so happy on the RJ Hamster Show to give that little boy just two little hamsters, and he loved it. He and his mom were crying. They just lost their, they had just lost their hedgehog, and now they have two baby robo hamsters.
Yes, well, that's good.
It is.
That's good. So.
But we miss you as we're moving into the Lent period in the in the calendar, and we're tomorrow. Yep.
And what is what I've been hearing only briefly, but I haven't contacted to put it together is the fact that there's been something going on down in Mardi Gras down in. Down in Louisiana?
I have not heard anything about that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Somebody killed or somebody being run over?
Oh, jeez.
I said, I don't know. It happens. It's happening so much.
Oh, yeah.
It's so many things. And that.
Well, you know what it is? It's these people who are running amok. They got mental illness, okay? And they, you know, and that's one, you know, issue of many. And then bingo, you have such large crowds, you know, gathering. I have been to Mardi Gras in New Orleans, but it was back in the...
Yeah, I've worked Mardi Gras. Yeah.
How about that? Yep. So...
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I worked a beer wagon one time.
How about that?
Passing beer out right in the streets to people.
Yep. Where they would throw trinkets and beads
and everything out, yeah.
Off the floats.
Right.
Yep, Mardi Gras in New Orleans, exactly.
Okay. Where so tomorrow's Fat Tuesday, and then it's Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin said she was coming back tomorrow afternoon church to bring me some ashes. And I said, well, you don't necessarily have any. She said, well, I want to. And she says you've become very special to me. And I said, well, you've become very special to me. And I keep saying and asking her about how Brian's doing. And apparently, the thing with Brian was there's some kind of a flap on your knee that does something that connects certain things in your knee together. And Brian's flap. Has turned and it was all rolled up into a ball, and so they apparently took that, whatever, they did something to that. But the only problem is now with Brian's first love being he loves to run, he can't run anymore.
Wow.
So he has to sacrifice running for being able to walk and do whatever else he can do. So I said, you know, that happens too.
Yep, that's sad.
She says he's hardy. Don't worry about him. I said, well, I have to keep praying for him.
Yep.
Praying for him and praying for you and praying for the two little girls and that. And I take it Billy Hudson, he's coming along pretty good with his, since his ankle surgery, but he's not been able to walk too much or put too much weight on that yet because, you know, he has to do that and then he has to start doing some physical therapy. So, you know.
Yep.
It's okay.
Where me, get this, and you know this maybe, I have two ankles that have been sprained five times and not broken.
Right, oh my. Oh my goodness.
And nobody has suggested, you know, ankle surgery. Nobody has suggested any kind of back surgery or whatever.
Right.
I may end up on Friday, they may end up finding that I have fibromyalgia or... Right. Or, which I think is what it is, or get this, I may have some nerve irritation coming out of my C-spine, or I may end up having small tears as a result of the larger tear in both of the shoulders. But what perplexes me, Jim, is get this, how I can play basketball and play tennis and you know, and have my baseball bat and everything else, walk a country mile.
Right.
And, you know, and nothing, you know, nothing to, I mean, you know, that all, everything is perplexing to the doctors.
Right.
Because I can do all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's all perplexing. So right. We go back on Friday to see an orthopedic.
Yeah.
And, but
just think what's going to happen. In another 20 years, they're going to be able to take and change out certain body parts and do certain things, and then
people
will be 150.
Exactly. But would you really want to live to 100? Would you really want to live to 150 years?
No, I wouldn't want to live that far, you know. I'm letting the Lord determine how far I'm going to live, and when my time is up, and the Lord says, come home, I'm ready to go home.
Yep.
I'm going to, like my mother did, I'm going to say, open pearly gates, I'm ready to come home, Lord.
Yep.
I'm ready. I'm ready to see my parents, I'm ready to see my loved ones, I'm ready to do certain things, and that's the way I feel.
Yep.
All in the Lord's hands, and he's been good to me so far, and I think I've been fairly good with him, and I try to keep and treat everyone with respect and love, and that's what we all need to do. So.
And you know, that's what it boils down to.
Right.
It truly is.
Right. Oh yes. Oh yes. And if you can't do that, what can you do in life?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you.
Right. So.
Yep.
Ah, oh, lordy, 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 lordy.
Yep.
But anyway,
we're going to let you have your dinner.
Right.
And we're thinking about you on the RJ Hamster Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we were talking to the lovely Jim Kinchelow. We're thinking about him at 20 minutes past the hour 4.
All right. God bless. Nice talking to you.
Great talk.
Maybe we'll have another talk here soon.
Bye-bye. On the RJ Hamster Show. Yep.